The Iliad is the most famous story about war ever written, but no one knows if the Trojan War ever really happened. The University of Wisconsin's William Aylward is one of the archaeologists who is excavating the ancient site of Troy in what is now northwestern Turkey. He says there is no evidence that a great Greek army ever attacked the city, but tantalizing clues suggest some kind of battle. Aylward's just returned from his latest dig. He stopped by our studio to talk about the mysteries that still surround the Trojan War.
There isn't an historical record per se because we're in prehistory. In the late Bronze Age, and the Bronze Age spanning time from about 3000 to 1000 BC, and the period of the alleged sack of Troy being about 1200 BC, we're still in prehistory. The historical period, as we understand it from Greek civilization, does not begin until much later with the advent of writing, the Greek alphabet, about 800 BC and following. So in the period of the Trojan War, if it ever happened, we're really in the dark. People weren't writing history as we understand it today.
So this is a story that people told, but when you hear this, and you've done quite a lot of research on the site that we believe to be Troy, what do you see that confirms or denies it?
The most impressive site at the archaeological site of Troy are the magnificent fortification walls. A city would not have built such magnificent fortification walls had it not expected to be attacked. So this is one of our most important bits of circumstantial evidence. The stone walls are made of solid stone, solid limestone. They're about 4 meters thick and over 9 meters high, with multiple gates and circuitous paths through the gates to inhibit attackers. Surrounding the stone fortifications on the citadel, which covered an area of about 20,000 square meters at the time of the Troy 6 period citadel.
And Troy 6 assume was the Troy of the Iliad?
Yes, and then moving into the Troy 7 period also. So Troy 6 coming to an end about 1275 BC, and then the Troy 7a period ending about 1175 BC, and this probably being the layer that holds the clues to the attack.
When you talk about Troy 6 and Troy 7,
yes,
what you're really saying is that there are at least seven different cities of Troy all built in the same place?
Sure. The archaeological site of Troy is like a large layer cake. There are over 10 cities spanning the time from the early Bronze Age, about 3000 BC, to late Byzantine times, about 1400 AD to 1500 AD. That's the final city that we've uncovered at the site. So there are 10 cities, all built one on top of the other, over about 4,500 years.
And it is the sixth, perhaps the seventh, that we're talking about when we read Homer?
The seventh, yes.
Okay.
The fortification walls that surrounded that city were built in the Troy 6 period. There was a massive earthquake that struck the city in about 1275. This brought Troy 6 to an end. Then the Troy 7 period begins. There's a period of rebuilding, but the city is vulnerable. There are holes in the walls. The walls are patched, new sections of the walls are built, but it seems like they don't get it all together in time, and the city is attacked about 100 years later in 1175, and this might be what we have preserved in Homer's Iliad.
Now, there is no writing that has been found.
There's one small single piece of writing from the very late Bronze Age, but this little piece of writing that we do have is not informative for what's going on at Troy.
Is this unusual? Would you find from the same period writing in most archaeological sites?
We should have more writing at Troy. The Hittite Empire off to the east in central Anatolia from the same period, 13th century BC, has an archive with cuneiform tablets, writing inscribed on clay tablets. Off to the west in Greece, in the Peloponnesus, and to some degree on the mainland, there are archives of clay tablets with writing, in that case, Linear B, the writing of the Mycenaean civilization. So we have Troy between these large imperial powers to east and west, both of which are using writing, but we haven't discovered writing to that degree at Troy. And the discovery of writing at Troy, if it's found, it will transform our understanding of what Bronze Age Troy was like.
Are you surprised that there is none there?
Well, we can't say that there isn't any there. It just hasn't been found. So it is surprising that it hasn't been found to date because excavations have been going on at Troy for, well, off and on for over 130 years. And one would think that with the excavations of Schliemann, Dirtfeld, Carl Blagan from the University of Cincinnati, and now the team directed by Manfred Korfmann of the University of Tübingen and with Brian Rose from the University of Cincinnati in charge of Greek and Roman excavations, that one would have discovered writing by now.
Schliemann is the one who is generally given credit for discovering the site of Troy, isn't he?
In most accounts, yes. It was actually Frank Calvert who began digging on the site in the 1860s, but Schliemann took over with excavations off and on between 1870 and 1890 and is really most well known in popular circles as the discoverer of Troy. Quite a lot of the work that's going on today at the archaeological site is the removal of the debris that Schliemann dumped on the northern side of the mound. So we have a chance to go through what Schliemann was digging a second time.
When you talk about Troy 6 and 7, this city that had a citadel and substantial walls around it, can you get a sense of what kind of a city it was to live in?
Well, it was certainly stratified in terms of class, let's say. There was a citadel surrounded by these massive stone fortification walls with a palace on the top, and this was certainly inhabited by the elite, the Trojan elite. Below this, on the plateau to the south, extending about 450 meters away from the citadel, there was a lesser fortified lower city inhabited by the common people of Troy. And beyond that, there would have been farms, orchards, and fields, cultivated fields, from which the citadel of Troy would have derived its food supply and wealth. Troy was also involved, probably, in control over maritime traffic in the Dardanelles. It had a strategic location right on the Dardanelles, being the only maritime passage between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. So all maritime traffic moving between these areas would have had to have passed right by Troy. So we can certainly understand that Troy would have been involved in some sort of taxation or control over the movement of commodities through that waterway.
How many people do you suppose lived there?
The estimates now published suppose about 7,000 people were living in the city of Troy 6, let's say Priam's citadel.
So its importance came not from its size, but from its location?
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
Is it ever possible for you or any of your fellow scientists to dig at Troy without the Iliad in the back of your mind?
It's impossible. The story is too much ingrained in what we do as classicists, what we do as archaeologists, working in what is now northwestern Turkey. The Iliad and the story of the Trojan War has great resonance in the entire region. So one cannot go to the area and pretend that they don't have the Iliad in the back of their minds.
William Aylward is an archaeologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.